I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Two people who work at the Tyson plant in Joslyn, just north of the Quad Cities, have died from COVID-19. They're among 92 employees who've tested positive for the infection. Nita Ludwig, the administrator of the Rock Island County Health Department, says, usually, the Illinois Department of Public Health does not reveal any information about where patients work.
I can go ahead and confirm that Tyson in Joslyn, Illinois, does have an outbreak going on. And we do know that a lot of refugees and immigrants and people of color in general that live in the Illinois Quad Cities do work out at the Tyson plant. So that could be certainly at least one of the reasons for the higher numbers on the Illinois side.
Ludwig says the health department has been working with managers at the Tyson Foods plant to implement social distancing, slow down production, and implement other measures to prevent the infection from spreading.
Of course, the president has now basically mandated them all to stay open. So our best efforts are to try to reinforce all the mitigation efforts that they're doing, continue educating all the workers and staff on hand washing and, you know, covering coughs and sneezes and everything that we can do to keep people safe. I do know that they have instituted wearing masks at all times and face shields at the plant in Joslyn as well.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Rock Island County totals 426, and more than 21% of those patients are Tyson employees. 2 weeks ago, two deaths were among dozens of confirmed COVID-19 cases at the Tyson plant in Columbus Junction. Tyson Foods recently suspended production at its Waterloo pork processing operation, and at least 180 confirmed infections originated at that plant. Across the U.S., at least 13 meatpacking plants have suspended operations in recent weeks, affecting over 25% of the nation's pork processing capacity. Pig farmers have been euthanizing hundreds of animals that can't be processed, raising fears of a meat shortage. I'm Michelle O'Neill.